In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Gospel is a continuation of what we heard recently about how it is harder for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God than for the camel to fit through the eye of a needle. And this just throws the apostles for a loop, because if you think about it, who obviously does God like better than everyone else? Well, those who are healthy, those who have lots of stuff, those he has blessed. And, you know, we still find people who think this the same way. It's called the prosperity gospel. And that how can you tell, again, who God really likes? It's that he gives them lots of stuff. It could also be called the, "Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz gospel?" But it's not true. It's the same kind of thinking that caused the people, when they saw the man who had been blind, to say, "Who sinned? Did he sin, or did his parents sin?" And Jesus said, "Neither of them sinned. This is for the glory of God." Similarly, you don't tell who is going to heaven by their credit rating. Rather, that is determined solely by God. We don't get to say who gets to go to heaven. You know that. And be very grateful for that. Would you want that job? Would you want the job of judging people when they die and whether they go to heaven or hell? Praise be to God, no. God takes care of that. We don't worry about that. We pray for people. That's what we do. And so, you know, when the disciples hear that it's harder for the rich man to enter into the kingdom of God than the camel to get through a needle's eye, they say, "Who can be saved?" And Jesus says, "For man it is impossible, but for God all things are possible." And so, basically, you know, what Jesus is saying is anyone can be saved. You know, it's not a matter of how much or how little property you have. It's a matter of whether you're obedient to God and you follow him. Because that's what the rich young man was challenged to do, was to get rid of the things that prevented him, not necessarily other people, from following God, and then to follow Jesus. And he went away sad because he had many possessions. And today we have find St. Peter asking and saying, "We've given up everything. Yeah, we've given up everything. What do we get?" Well, what do we get? What are we aiming for? Heaven. You know, that's what we get. If we follow Jesus, that is the one reward we can count on. And yes, you know, you give up father and mother, lands and property. You got relatives. You got relatives right here, brothers and sisters in Christ. You will get stuff, the things that you need, even though you'll have to leave them when you die. But that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for heaven. But I think that the most important part of this gospel is the end. Many that are first will be last. You know, all too often we think it's just going to be everything turned on its head. That, all right, the rich aren't blessed, so that must mean the poor are blessed. They're superior now. And that's not what he's saying. Just because you're poor doesn't mean you're automatically holy. That you're automatically loved by God above all others. You know, that's as defective of thinking as saying, "Oh, well, the rich must be loved by God above all others." It's some that are first will be last, and some who are last will be first. God reshuffles the deck. And one of the things that we need to learn as Christians is to see things God's way rather than in an earthly way. So remember that. Your credit rating isn't going to get you to heaven, and it isn't going to get you to hell. Your holiness rating will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.